Thank you for calling Westerhale's Medical Practice. If you are in a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and call 999.
But now it's working again now.
Please choose from one of the following four options.
Not, don't we? Sick.
For appointments, please press 1. For prescriptions, please press 2. For test results, please press 3. For all other general inquiries, please press 4.
Queue position is 4. Queue position is 4. Queue position is 4. Queue position is 4. Queue position is 4. Queue position is 3. 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 Queue position is 2. 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 Queue position is 1. 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 Position is 1. Queue 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 position is 1.
Good morning, you're through to Kirsty at Wester Hills Medical Practice. Can I take a date of birth there, please?
Yeah, of course. The date of birth is the 1st of January, 1984.
Did you say the 1st of January?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Sorry, give me 1 second to close this.
Yeah, no problem.
And the name there, please?
It's Mr. William McLean.
Perfect. How can I help?
So I'm just calling today in regards to a subject access request, which we posted on the 9th of June, 2026. I'm just calling to see if you've been in receipt of that.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just a wee bit slow today.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's been done.
It's done.
It's been ready since last week, so a text message went out to the patient to advise it's completed and it's ready for collection.
We would require the subject access request to be sent to ourselves and not the client.
The client would then need to post it out to you then. We'd only give it to the patient, then they've got to get it to you.
But that'll be failing on your behalf to complete the subject access request. It's not on
no.
the patient to be the one to complete the subject access
request. We won't send it out to you.
Why?
Because we don't send it out. It's got to be our patient that collects it. It's got to be collected.
It can be sent electronically.
But we won't send it electronically.
And why is that?
Because we don't do it. We've just been advised we don't send them electronically. It's got to be collected by a patient.
And who is advised that? I just want to obviously get full clarification because it's something
we
can't...
It was advised by our office team that does it.
The office team. Okay, well,
yeah.
The ICO guidelines do state that it can be sent by electronically and it doesn't necessarily have to be sent to the patient because we've got the signed letter of authority to act on our patient's behalf. The record should be sent to us because we are the ones who actually sent the subject access request, not the client or the / patient.
I can see what he does, but I can't guarantee he'll get sent. I can pass it on, but we normally advise a patient they've got to contact... Come and collect it, and they've got to get it to yourself themselves.
Okay, have you got a contact details for the ones who would make the decision on
no,
that sort of thing themselves?
They don't take telephone calls through automatically.
Okay,
like
got
I say, I
can
get in touch with them. The one you sent the request to.
We sent
Did you send it by email or post?
We sent it by post.
Okay, so our email's loth.clinicals.
Loth.clinicals.
70978.
70978.
NHS.scot.
At NHS.scot. No problem, I'll send an email.
All right then.
Thank you
Thank
for your
you.
Help. Appreciate it.